Penguin Random House Audio presents Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Thomas Sweterlich. Read for you by Adam Paul. There is a pain so utter, it swallows substance up, then covers the abyss with trance, so memory can step around, across, upon it, as one within a swoon, goes safely where an open eye would drop him bone by bone. Emily Dickinson. Part 1, Washington, D.C. 8:23. Her body's down in 9 Mile Run, half buried in river mud. Time stamped late April, the rains must have exposed her. Or maybe the rain-swollen river rose around her, the current rinsing away the foot or so of silt that had covered her. Time-stamped 6:44 p.m., shafts of sunlight slant through the woods, dappling the mud in the clearings. The water's a mossy green where the sunlight hits, but outside the direct sunlight, the water's a sooty brown, almost black. I think of the earth here, the history of this place, how accustomed it is to burning. The hillsides running steep to the riverbed were once slag heaps for the mills, rolling landslides of molten ash. But by the time I knew this place, everything was reclaimed and greened. It was a city park. When the timestamps reached 7:31 p.m., it's grown too dark to see, so I adjust the light filters. The woods and the body brighten with a sickly pallor of digital.